State Representative Brandon Dillons from Grand Rapids on the other end of our line. Representative, how are you?
Great. How are you?
All right. I was going to be feeling sorry for you, thinking that you were up all night drinking coffee, but it sounds like you were able to break session last night a reasonable hour.
We did, yeah. We sat around cooling our heels for a while, and we're hopeful that we were going to get everything finished actually last night, but we're going to be back there today to finish up the voting on the school aid and higher ed budget.
All right, talk about school aid and higher ed. What's the roadblock?
Well, I think they've come to an agreement. Obviously, this was, Democrats didn't have a lot of input into the conference agreement, but they've come to an agreement on the higher ed, I believe. Some of the more controversial language in the higher ed budget was taken out. And with the school aid budget, there was some, I believe the holdup was some of the funding for the all-day kindergarten mandate. And it looks like they've got it done. I haven't actually seen the documents yet, so I'm going to fire up my computer here in a minute and look at the email, and hopefully there'll be something there for me to take a look at. But suffice to say, it's a done deal. I don't imagine many Democrats voting for it, because there still is some pretty major funding cuts, but we'll be done by today.
Do the challenges include the stipulation on reporting research information?
From what I read late last evening, I don't believe that is going to be part of the funding for the 15 public universities. I believe that was taken out.
All right. And do you think we'll have resolution on both these items today, huh?
I do, yeah. We're scheduled to go in at noon, and we'll probably be voting shortly after that, and they'll be, for better or for worse, both of the budgets will be done.
I don't know why I thought of Thaddeus McCotter and his challenges that he's having with his campaign after I read the press release yesterday that you are sponsoring bills to punish election misdeeds.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple cases here in the last couple weeks of potential election fraud. There was a case over here in Grand Rapids where there was a state police investigation, and now the Attorney General is investigating what happened over in with Representative McCotter's petitions. My bill, I think, is pretty straightforward. We've got a lot of talk about election fraud or voter fraud, where voters are, we have to crack down on voters who may abuse their right to vote, but, it seems to me the more pressing problem is politicians who are trying to rig elections before they even voters get a chance to do so themselves. So these bills that I introduced would simply up the monetary penalties for filing a false affidavit or committing perjury when filing for election, and also would implicate anybody who aids or assists that person in filing a false affidavit would be subject to the same criminal penalty.
Are these bills in response to Representative Schmidt's challenges, if you will?
Well, I wouldn't say they're directly in response. They're bills that I had been looking at for a while, but I think the circumstances of that case call into question not only the person that filed the false affidavit, but also people who may have aided or assisted that gentleman in doing so. So while the bills are timely, they're not directly related to that. They are something that I had been looking at because of the package of bills that Republicans have been pushing on voter fraud. I thought that there was a need. There had been some cases in Oakland County a couple years ago and a few years ago where there had been some phony Democratic candidates placed on the ballot in state Senate races. So the timing was certainly sped up because of the incidents that have happened, but it was not directly in response. These are bills that I've been working on for a while.
Do you think the Speaker of the House or the Republican Party were involved with what happened with Representative Schmidt?
I think what I will say is this, is the young gentleman who filed to run as a Democrat and then subsequently withdrew and obviously put in a false affidavit, I think it's absurd to think that person did everything on his own. Where the investigation goes, and as I said, there is an active state police investigation going on to that, I don't know. I'm just confident that the state police will look into all angles and they'll follow the trail wherever it goes.
You know what's interesting about this story? I don't know why I'm reminded of Watergate when we think about this, but here we have an entity that's in power, and you would think that they wouldn't want to be involved in a situation like this where a gentleman changes his party affiliation without telling anybody, and after a short period of time, after accepting funding and campaign help from his past party.
Well, you know, what I would say is this, and I've said this on numerous occasions to people I've talked to and to the media, is, you know, the fact that Roy Schmidt switched parties is not the issue here. Certainly Democrats, like myself, would have been disappointed in Roy for doing so. It's the manner in which he did it and the potential illegality in committing election fraud by putting a phony candidate on the ballot who obviously was not acting on their own volition. And, you know, the more we hear about the case, the more questions we have, and I think the state police will do a thorough investigation and hopefully we'll get all the answers through that investigation. There's a lot of questions still out there, and unfortunately most of the people involved have chosen not to speak about it, or when they're asked, not answer any questions directly.
State Representative Brandon Dillon is from Grand Rapids. He's a Democrat. Do you think the Democratic Party will be able to find a worthy candidate for that district?
Oh, I'm confident that we will.
Do we know who that is?
We've had a lot of people step forward to take on the challenge of being a Democratic candidate for that seat, and at this point we're, you know, making sure that we have the right candidate so that we can make sure that all resources are put behind one person, and I think we'll have a candidate come forward or at least announced pretty shortly, probably within the next week to 2 weeks, and I can tell you there's a lot of energy and people here in Grand Rapids that are willing to do the work necessary to make sure that the that race is run well and that Democrats continue to maintain that seat.
Well, the deadline is passed, the filing deadline, so will that be a write-in candidate?
Yeah, you need a write-in. And this goes back to the reason why this phony Democrat was put on the ballot. If a candidate isn't filed by the filing deadline, there's still an opportunity to do a write-in campaign for the primary. And the threshold for that person being successful, if there's nobody else on the ballot, it's not easy, but it's not that hard. You have to get 5% of the total votes cast in that primary as a write-in. Once that candidate achieves that objective, they are then on the ballot as a candidate in the general election. So if we would have had to compete against a name on the ballot in a Democratic primary, it would have been very difficult. But now that the seat is open and there is no candidate, the potential for a write-in is a lot more successful, positive, and I believe we'll be successful in having a good write-in candidate, achieve those signatures, and then be ready to campaign in the fall in the general.
All right, I got about 30 seconds. I understand that the governor has a deal with Canada to bypass the legislature and get that bridge built from Detroit to Windsor. You know anything about that?
I don't, but it'll be interesting to see what the Republicans in the legislature, particularly the House, think about that.
All right, and supposedly a roadblock with that would be the use of Chinese steel, so I imagine that'd be a big stumbling block.
I would think so. It's really the first I've heard of a deal actually being done, but I'll be looking forward to finding out more about it today.
All right, thanks so much, Representative Dillon. We appreciate your time.
Tony, thanks.